This is the Friday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. Joining us by phone to take a look at the weather forecast from the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, is Jim Angel. Jim, thank you for taking the time. Tell me about the rainfall in the area this afternoon, if there is any.
Oh, good afternoon, Todd. Yes, it's there have been some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the general area. I think right now there's a band to the north of us between Champaign and Chicago. But it's forecast for today is thunderstorms likely and on into tonight, about a 60% chance. It starts to look a little better over the weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday are pretty much rain-free but very warm. We're going to be up in the 80s. It's going to feel more like summertime as we move forward there. But then the rain returns on Sunday night and Monday and Tuesday. And I think it's going to be a little more widespread at that point. And it might get kind of interesting by Monday or Tuesday because there's even a risk of even severe weather. So we're going to really go into some interesting weather in the next couple of days, I think. But for at least for the meantime, if we can dodge the showers that we've got right now, it should be some good field working days for Saturday and Sunday.
You sound as if Monday, Tuesday, early part of next week are a pretty sure thing at this time.
Yeah, that's right. Based on what we see right now, it's the odds are running the 30% to 50% to even 60% chance on most of those days. And in the areas that are going to get it are probably going to see some pretty sizable amounts, at least the potential is quite high during that time period because of all the moisture in the atmosphere. So, we'll see how it plays out, but I think right now it looks like it's going to be pretty wet early in the week.
We've had some pretty high temperatures, speaking of those, in the last few days, and looks like we'll have some more in the coming week, too.
That's right. It'll be warm, like I said, over this weekend. We'll be up in the 80s. Not quite as hot as we go into next week. It'll be low 80s and upper 70s. Yeah, but we'll have probably a fair amount of cloud cover throughout that period, too. So we won't have too many sunny days, except for maybe Sunday might be our sunniest of the days. But, yes, it'll be more summer-like weather than what we've had.
It was a pretty quick change from what we might consider early spring weather to just summer weather. There wasn't much
right.
of a transition,
yeah, we just
right?
leaped right over spring there, I think.
Indeed. Last week was pretty close to normal, though, wasn't it?
It was. We were close to normal on temperatures, maybe a little cooler than normal in southern Illinois because they did get some rain down there. And it was actually fairly quiet in terms of rainfall. There's a few areas that got a little bit of rain, but for the most part, it was pretty light rainfall, less than a tenth of an inch in many places. So very quiet in that regard.
And as you look at these temperatures, are they how far above normal that are coming up this week and next?
Well, the ones over this weekend are going to be well above normal. I think probably average for this time of year right now, we're still in the upper 70s for that. But and we're looking at upper 80s on Sunday. So get into next week, it'll be maybe a little closer to the long-term average for that time period. But, yeah, it's the warm weather has finally arrived.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us.
You're welcome.
Jim Angel is at the Illinois State Water Survey, joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Friday afternoon. Be sure to visit our website or listen to us on the radio for Commodity Week. Our guest this week, Michael Cordonnier. I'm Todd Gleason. Be safe in the field.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.